Season 5, Episode 1 of the V-Brand Sports Talk Radio. Your cast this week is Larry Carrasco, Katie Lewis, Armando Flores, and now, time to introduce our host, Robert Vasquez!
Wrong button, Mondo. Anyways, welcome. Yeah, it's Season 5, man. It's going to be a little different this year. It's not going to be... We started Season 1 with me and Ron in the kitchen in there, drunker than drunk can get.
Y'all look drunk in that
picture. We were pretty intoxicated that day. And that's where Season 1 started. And then we went to Season 2, and I had all kinds of crazy people in 3.
And ladies and gentlemen, Rob has matured this season. He has a list of rules of what to do and what we're not supposed to do from previous seasons.
He went from drinking Bud to
Ultra. Drinking water and Ultra and
Coors Cutter.
No Lone Star Light so far.
Hey, I'm drinking freaking...
And there's a no cuss word ban this season.
We'll see how long that lasts, because I'm sure I'll say a bad word in 2. Anyway, Season 5, we're going to go... We've lost Jeff, not because we wanted to, but he moved back home to go back into the coaching business.
So that means he is going to be a guest sometime this season.
Yeah, he'll call in. He'll be a call-in. Of course, we lost Ron when they moved to Water Valley. And then we lost... Well, Jeff was the next one. And Mondo this season will be part of us when available. Adam, I don't know what happened to Adam, but...
Adam, if you're out there, hello.
Yeah, he's been a great co-host for 2 years, so hopefully he comes back. And then we'll roll with Larry. Carrasco will be part of it now. And, of course, Katie.
Hello.
Is always
part what's of up, our, what's up?
Of our little group. And, of course, me. And we'll have people call in. People won't call in. I don't know. So, but this year we're going to look. It's going to be, his favorite time of the year, football. It kicks off. I think this was the last Friday without high school football, either a game or practice or something going on since, till December?
December football, what everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, Larry's got a pretty awesome deal he does at the end of the year. So, other than that, man, we'll get started.
Mondo probably already has his Christmas tree up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't got a boo button on there?
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah. August.
The lyrics are good.
The lyrics are good.
Dude, the lyrics are good.
The wrong words.
Wrong season, you mean.
Same thing. Don't make me cuss, Mondo. I'm trying really hard not to.
I'm trying to make you. Can you tell?
It's coming, and I'm trying not to cuss today.
All you got to do is tell him the Ravens are overrated. That's it.
Oh, horse crap.
He knows that.
No, come on now. We beat you junkie teams.
We split.
So, anyway, before we start, I'm going to let Katie get some stuff off her chest because I just not going to ever hear the end of it.
Oh, the fact that your truck's decked out in Dallas Cowboy gear?
Yes, unfortunately.
That's a death penalty.
I know.
But see,
exactly
explain this, the background on that, please.
No, you ought to let me, because she lied about it.
No.
Okay, Katie don't ahead. Lie.
Yeah.
I've known Katie for 2 years already, and I've been around her enough to know that she doesn't lie.
She lied this time.
Mm-mm. I just met her, and I can tell she's not a liar.
Right, nope. Right.
Exactly.
This is going south quickly.
That's where you messed up. He wanted me to try, what was it?
Crown Reserve. It's a lot smoother than regular Crown.
I'm not a whiskey girl, and I warned him before I took that shot.
It's smooth.
And he's like, okay, well, if you take this and it's not smooth to you.
No, I said it's not smoother than regular Crown.
I told him that whatever I put in this car, he has to keep there for a year. And he's like, bet. I was like, okay. Took it, cringed, almost threw up.
Oh, horse crap.
And so whenever he walked up to his truck and saw what was inside, he cried.
Yes, I did. But in my defense, Crown Reserve is a lot smoother than regular Crown. And you can't even argue that.
Silence. I'm not a Crown drinker,
Silence.
So.
Thank you.
I'm not a Crown drinker.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well, let's all take a shot of it and see which one's smoother. Uh-uh. How's that? Just so I can win this bet again. Anyways, I got to suffer for a year, so.
I wouldn't make a bet again because the next step is a bedazzled
steering wheel cover. Yeah. Ooh. So if there's anybody out there that would like to
Cowboys
to come and bomb my truck, feel free. So yeah, but that's the whole story of yesterday on Katie and Robert's adventures yesterday. And then the bad part about my wife and kids let her in my truck, gave her the code to get in it to do it. Sold me out, man.
Sold you out.
And so since they gave her your code, what is this code for our listening audience out there?
No.
Sadly, I wasn't even the one that, they didn't even tell me. Really? Jason was the one that put it in.
But I told Katie, just be ready for, the summers are hot here and them sardines start stinking up that air conditioner in your car.
It's okay.
Did you at least have any money in the ashtray change?
No, they took it. There's some in the visor.
Right.
They don't even make ashtrays anymore. For
no,
<man.
laughs> yeah, I know.
Should have looked
that. So, yeah, that look on her face like ashtray in the car.
Yeah, before we get started, man, I just want to give a shout out. I started listening to this podcast. I told myself I wouldn't because I felt Mondo cheated on me. But I know the purpose of it, and it's a cool podcast, the Joby Flores 33 Lead Foundation Permian Basin Playbook Podcast. I enjoy it, man. Y'all doing a great job. Props to y'all. Shout out to them. Listen to them. It's pretty awesome now.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, very knowledgeable. It's good knowledge. I mean, I like listening to Mondo on there. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Keith's a smart dude, Joe. And that's, I don't know anybody else. Not everybody. But yeah, it's a good podcast. Y'all want to hear a good one besides, you know, ours is the best, but... You can't say nothing on that, Martin. You got to stay neutral.
You were my first, Rob. You were my first.
Number one.
You were my first podcast.
So yeah, to them guys, man. Yeah, it's cool what y'all do out there. It's pretty cool. Joby was a cool dude. He really was.
Primo Joby.
He was.
And I'm glad his legacy lives on. His name lives on. And so for y'all for do that, man. Congrats.
I just held his annual golf tournament.
Right. That'd be the sixth one already.
Sixth one.
You always got a good turnout there.
Yes.
I see that on Facebook.
Always have a lot of 36 teams fills up quick. So if you're going to get in there for next year, jump on that as soon as it's posted because it fills up quick.
Yeah. And then shout out to Katie starting your third year teaching. Big meet the teacher tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Third year?
Yes.
Congrats.
You know,
I'm excited,
she,
but nervous.
What grade you teach?
Second.
And Mondo's in his 88th year of fixing to retire, hopefully.
25 years was this past May. What's crazy is I started on May the 8th of 2000. And this May... the 8th of 25, or first day of work, I had to be in El Paso on May the 8th. Well, this year, May the 8th, I had to be in El Paso again for work.
It's an anniversary. That's
like perfect timing.
That's your sign to retire. But knowing Mondo, he signed up for 15 more years. So.
All signs lead there. If this were the MLB, I'd still have a contract offer.
Bobby Bonilla?
An extension, yes.
You'd be making more than Bobby Bonilla.
Hey, the world,
unfortunately, it's not.
The world needs insurance agents.
Well, that's what I'm kind of leaning towards.
Good luck on that one. Come visit me when you get that job. I'm going to love slamming the door in your face.
Is it as easy as trying to sell you Cal Ripken cards?
No, dude, I'm going to talk about that. So I go to this card show Mondo put on, right?
A trade night.
Yeah, you did the
first annual or first trade night of the Basin Sports Cards and Collectibles Facebook group.
Yeah. Man, I forgot about that. I was going to go by there too.
So I get there.
And I forgot about it.
And Mondo, I knew something was up. Was like, who's your favorite baseball player? Anybody know Cal Ripken Jr.? So I sit down and he shows me this card. I'm like, dude, this is legit. Like, this is a good card. We talk, a little negotiation, set a price, send it to him. Sitting there, and then he pulls out
another Cal Ripken card.
No, he could have just started with that one. Not sell me two.
Yeah, we say the best for last.
Well, he knew I was going to buy it. If he pulled it out, and then I try to play hard, I'm like, oh, Armando, you did me dirty, man. So he feels bad, and he gives me two cards for free. Cal Ripken cards. And then he comes out with the Derrick Henry rookie card.
Nice.
I couldn't say no, man. Yeah, he could
say no.
Well played.
So if you sell insurance like that, you're going to do pretty dang good.
Get it with the Derrick Henry.
That Derrick was good Henry one. At the last.
Boom. I mean, it matches the jersey. I mean, yeah, it does. I was like, Jesus. I didn't even tell my wife about that because I don't want to get in trouble.
She next, goes, appreciate your business, next year, right? go better plan next year, right?
She said, did you spend any money? I was like, nope.
There is a saying in these sports card shows, right? You know, yes, we Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, but cash is always king, Rob.
Yes, no trace of it. Well, I went in there to not buy nothing, just to go because Mason wouldn't quit texting me. They, hey, you coming? You coming? I'm like, all right, dude, cool. I'm coming. And then I get scammed. I get ripped off. I get freaking...
Those cards are legit.
That was my paybacks for being his first one. So
that's how my first podcaster.
Yeah. Felt like you just did business with the Napoleon Dynamite's uncle.
Uncle Rico.
You just bought his Tupperware.
Got any shout outs, Larry? Talk about, tell us yourself, let people know who you are. I'm sure everybody knows you, but.
Yeah, I have. Believe it or not, man, I just been busy this summer. I really shout outs. I'm really out of them. Just waiting for
Ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas, man.
Me too, for the first time, Primo.
First time. I'm waiting for football to start so I have something to talk about. You know, we're right there in that in between point. Baseball's ending, basketball, and then football starting. There's just got to. You know, do a little research, study, and pay attention.
Yeah. I have classified myself in this downtime as a hermit.
Yeah.
Stay home.
There's nothing wrong with that. Saves money. But Larry, he'll be covering Monahans along with Mondo and the 4A, 5A, 6A, 1A, no, 2A, 3A, anything 11, man, basically. We'll talk about college football as it gets going. NFL.
And the NFL.
Yeah.
NFL.
And the shitty ass.
The world.
I didn't say it.
He said the first cuss word strike of the season. Strike
shitty,
one.
Shitty's not a cuss word.
Money jar.
That would be a great idea, right? Katie.
Shitty's not a bad word, though.
Yes, it is.
Shitty duper. Shitty doo doo.
Shitty bang bang.
Shitty bang bang. That's not a
bad word. That's like $4
chitty,
right there.
Bang bang. Chitty, not chitty. Chitty bang bang.
So I'm talking to my dad. He goes, jeez, she's get the share. Sure. Anyways, I'm going to be the same way when I get that age.
So. Yes, you are.
I better shut up. So, yeah, Larry, thanks for joining us, man. I'm glad appreciate you accepted it. The invite when I reached out to you because you made my life a lot simpler.
Appreciate the offer, the six-figure contract and all that.
Six figures, baby.
Well, you're not free. Committed
100%. Signing bonus, all that was good. Oh, no, Mondo didn't know. No, you don't know about that.
I told Mondo, see, I can negotiate. Katie's the one that's going to be mad. She's like, where's mine at? Anyways, Katie, shout out, hellos, goodbyes, whatever you got.
I'm excited to kind of see how Grand Falls season turns out this year.
District champs.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
But other than that, nothing.
Yep. Well, Katie, glad for joining us again. And you're congrats on year three. Good luck.
Rob, I got some shout outs.
We'll have a lot of Tito's here just in case the days are rough for you.
Wow.
Tito's and water, baby. That's the way to go.
Okay.
With the splash of lime till you try it. Don't hate it. Mm-hmm. Telling you, man.
All right. I got some shout-outs, Rob.
I thought he was shouted out.
No, because you didn't give him a chance to shout out. You just said, so we got Mondo right. Back. Then you got
Mondo, the floor's yours, buddy.
He gives shout-outs to my family out there, which Larry, of course, is a part of my family. And we got a big family here in town, as you know, Rob, because you are married to
everybody family. I go everywhere, hey, what's up, primo? I'm like,
what's up? And of course, my kids and my grandkids. I'd like to publicly welcome the fourth grandchild.
Sweet.
Isaiah.
Sweet. So congrats.
He's a chunker right now, so smiles all the time.
That hey. Sweet stage.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Wait till they say, Grandpa, give me some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ones that I just say, okay, here.
Give them chocolate and give them back to their parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar, 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 and bye-bye. Yeah, I'm entering my, let's see, my side gig. I've been doing it since 2013-ish or so, newspaper. So 12 years.
Hey, it's a long time.
12th year doing that.
You gonna be the sideline reporter again?
Probably so. I'm on a contract holdout right now. You know, I'm trying to get that six.
You better watch out. Tony's gonna bump. Take your job.
He might. He might. Might come in cheaper there.
Yeah.
He's gonna lowball you a little bit.
His bid came in cheaper.
So, gearing up on that. Two-a-day start. Statewide on Monday, a bunch of teams are doing the Midnight Sunday. Madness again on Sunday night, Monday morning, midnight.
Well, some teams are taking the field. 2 days Monday, and yeah, then so they start school on Wednesday. So, 2 days.
Wow.
So all you athletes out there going 2 days, man, drink plenty of water this week, get hydrated.
Party Friday, rest of Saturday.
I've been seeing a lot on the news of all these young football players, not to scare anybody out there, but, you know, having tragedies, you know, can't stand the heat, been passing away.
It's been hot, too.
Yeah, man, it's stay hydrated, fellas. Don't wait till the last minute. Start right now. Start drinking water. Start
Gatorade.
Getting yourself ready for next
electrolytes.
Week. Electrolytes.
Drink plenty of water. Plenty of water.
Well, Mondo, I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad it's going to become an antique now.
I feel like it, Rob.
And me, I'm just here starting the fifth season of the podcast. Still hoping we get 3 listeners. Pretty good. We're, I think, over 5,200 right now. So.
And our sponsor
he's still Lone Star. Still our sponsor.
Lone Star. Yeah, National Beer of Texas.
We'll always shout out to them for the 30-pack we get and the undisclosed amount of money that some people have seen. So, yeah, we're not going to say nothing. That's going to pair Larry's
salary.
Take a cut. Just to keep Mondo on.
So, yeah, man, I'm excited to. Me and Valerie, we did have a long discussion about the podcast, and I was pretty much done. I was going to end it and just be remote and just talk from games. But I started looking in the room, and I was like, man, it's fun. The only time I hang out with people, really. So she's like, well, if you want to do it, do it. And then she threatened to throw all my speakers and stuff away, microphones. And then, yeah, she was like, you know what? You stay home. You don't do nothing stupid. You're good. And that's all I needed to hear. So here's season 5. Now, we may not get through season 5 because she might kick me out. But yeah, it was really.
Yeah, you'll miss it if you give it up.
No, I really was at that point, and I had told her, like, it becomes a problem, not a problem, but it becomes I don't know the right word for it, like, trying to get the right people, you know, the people here to show up.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the people calling in and all that, that's not a problem, because, you know, no, I don't think we're going to beat
season. You got to know in advance and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to beat season 4. Like, we did some cool stuff on season 4, you know, when we having live commitments. We talked to, you know, 11-time state champion people. Like,
yeah,
all the coaches we got to meet and talk to that I still text daily and say hi, and they talking football. And so it's pretty cool. Season 4 is pretty cool. But season 5, to me, is going to be it's going to be a little different because we have a kid that lives with us, you know, that has had a tough life. And watching what he did from when he came with us, his average in, I think, every class was like a 3. Like, literally a 3. Like,
damn.
He was fixing to get expelled from school for absences. So he came with us, and he ended the year on the honor roll. Got all his credits, went to summer school. He's able to graduate now. He's actively talking with the military. And he wants to go to the military, be a truck driver. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And but to me, I'm more excited that he's going to get the opportunity to play football and basketball and run track and all that, because he's got stability, you know. And he's a good kid. He really is. And we're happy that he's made the stride. And Katie, he's grown on Katie. Like, she's been
a
part of his life now. So,
and Katie.
And me.
And Katie.
I've been around long enough.
And like, Katie. And all my family, you know, everybody treats him good, and everybody respects him, and he respects them. And so I'm excited for that as far as football goes.
Is he graduating this year? Or?
Yeah, he'll be a senior.
Good luck to the young man.
Awesome. And I'm excited because, you know, I have all girls, so football to me was watching cheer, announcing the game, and running the scoreboard. So
now you actually get to sit down and now, watch the game.
Yeah, I've officially retired as a scorekeeper or announcer, both of Grandpa. So
that means I never have to do it ever again.
Yeah. that was hard to do. That was like, because you become so used to hyping these kids up and the fans and the school, and you know, and but I want to enjoy this chance I get to watch play football. You know, we find out tomorrow my nephew gets to play his senior year, which out of town games, Javon, I told him I'll probably go watch Isaiah play. So hopefully he gets to play. I mean, that'd be a big loss with one hands, honestly, defensive wise, because he is good. But they find out tomorrow if he's going to have the surgery or if he's going to get a play or how they're going to go about that. So, being his senior year. No, Isaiah.
Oh.
You know, and there's a possibility that, you know, it just sucks as being a senior. That, you know, don't get a play for an injury. So. But, yeah, his shoulder.
Oh, really?
But that's me, man. Like I said, we're back. I've gone through I think it was more of a depression I went through, because we went from, I think it hit worse when I went to your party and Brooklyn's dad was like hyping us up, the podcast, and Brooklyn come over there. She's like, man, thank y'all so much. Like, that was so cool. And you get to hear it from the kids, and you're like, dude, I got to keep going. You know, like, this is for the kids. It's not about us. It's for the kids.
The kids. And speaking of Brooklyn, you know, congratulations on her commitment to Lubbock Christian.
Congratulations to her.
That's the third Lady Lobo that wouldn't be headed up that way.
Yeah.
They're all pitchers.
Gail Hawkins. She got up there and she eventually became a shortstop, I think. And then, of course, Taylor Franco.
And now, she's one of the most dominant pitchers they've ever had, right?
Yeah. Taylor lit it up at Lubbock Christian. She lit it up big time.
Brooklyn's going to do great, man. Your granddaughter, she starts college ball. Congrats to her, too, man.
Where is it again?
She's going Concordia. Up in Austin.
That's exciting.
Yeah, she's pretty excited. She's already fully, registered student there, so she's officially a college student.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's got to hit home.
Yeah.
It's a long ways from home, man.
Long ways.
But just wait till you get that first call. Like, for me, it was like,
hey, money?
Well, yeah, I got money, but my stepdaughter called and I think she was roommates with you. No? Y'all were the in tire? The process. No, when her battery was dead.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
And she calls me 1 o'clock in the morning. She's somewhere in San Angelo. Her battery's dead. She's crying. I said, Preston, just ask somebody. There's people. Call the cop. Ask them. No, I'm scared. I'm just going to sit in my car and lock the door. And Chinga's there, go dress, flying to San Angelo.
It's 2 cuss words, he said.
Oh, I had to say cuss word there, but that's it.
That's $6 so. Bucks now.
No. Anyways, I drove down there to jumpstart a car just for her to go home and
sleep.
Yeah, and me and Valerie get a hotel room and the girls and drive back. About 2 weeks later, I got a flat tire. I don't know what to do. Guess what we did?
You went back.
Yeah, we fixed a flat tire. That she was from here to
roadside.
She's from here to the after that we got her all that roadside stuff. So, and then she goes off and gets married and hits a deer, and don't have no problem calling somebody else to come help her. Didn't call me.
Phone call stopped.
I didn't know nothing about it until my mother-in-law told me. Guess who got griped out that night? She did.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff kind of worries you though, man. You put about that in the real world.
Yep.
And it's a scary feeling, but you know, they got to go and grow up. They got to go and see what the world's about, and just pray at night that they're safe. And
well, fortunately for us, Hispanics, Mexicans, Latinos, whatever you call them, we got family everywhere.
Yeah,
I got family everywhere.
Yeah. And your bro is close by there too.
So we got good friends right down the road in Bartlett. You know, I'm not even 45 minutes from there. So you know, so
that's a good thing.
Or actually, they're not in Bartlett. They're in where do they live? Hernandez. They go to school in Bartlett, but they live in Salado.
Salado. Yeah.
So yeah, but that's kind of, you know, just introduce, talk about ourselves. But bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
But going into this season, like I said, we're gonna talk. You know, today I just wanted to get a podcast out there, and everybody hear our voices. No, just talk and we'll go forward. As like I said, it's gonna be football season. I'm sure we'll talk about other stuff as
volleyball
we go.
Volleyball season.
Volleyball. You know, cross country.
Grand water Falls, polo.
You know, water, yeah.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Whatever comes up, it's not just a football podcast. I mean, that
I got a question here, Rob. I'm going to throw this question. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this affects three of us at this table. Part of our childhood.
Beans and rice, baby.
Died.
Yeah.
This past week.
You didn't even talk about it, the song in the beginning. You didn't even say we don't own the rights to.
We do not own the rights to the song that we played to honor
Ozzy.
The late Ozzy Osbourne. But aside from Ozzy.
We lost the Hulkster.
We lost the Hulkster and Theo Huxtable.
The other one.
And then
Sandberg,
2 days ago. The great Ryan second Sandberg. Baseman of the Chicago Cubs, Ryan Sandberg.
That he.
I grew up watching baseball on TV when we got
the antennas.
Cable. When we first got.
No, we didn't have cable.
We got cable. They gave us
satellite, the antennas.
YTN.
TBS and WGN. So you watch the Cubs and the Braves.
Yep. That's it.
And grew up watching baseball. Of course, I am a Yankees fan, but right behind them, there's always going to be a special place in my heart for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody has to.
Because everybody watched that around here growing up, you know. And Sandberg.
That was before ESPN was around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, ESPN was around, but it wasn't accessible to everybody like it was, you know, like it is now. Like,
your cartoons, channels. You'd watch Alf and the Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we would get.
So, there's a bunch of people, and I'm not counting you, but I think it's a younger generation that is saying, "Why is everybody with sharing stuff or you know sharing those videos of them and stuff like that?" You know, it's because that's childhood. Upbringing stories, songs. I'm big on music, so you know, songs always take you back to a place and a time.
Yeah,
100%.
What you were doing?
What you were doing? Who?
We can't go there. Who you were doing it with?
and stuff like that. You know, so you know, it's not that our childhood died or was stolen. It's a piece of it.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, and I mean, losing Hulk Hogan. That's a.
Let me tell you something, brother.
I mean, because I grew up watching wrestling, you know, and. And then Ozzy Osbourne, we listen to him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's cool, it's one of those deals.
Lost two legends.
Yeah.
And three.
And Sandberg, four. You know.
And Theo, dog.
Theo, yeah.
Theo, man. You get me about Theo. He had that one fine sister.
Oh, Lisa B.
Lisa B.
Lisa Bonet.
Bonet.
So yeah, that's and unfortunately, as we get older, it's gonna happen more, you know.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, that's what I was talking to my kids the other day, because they're like, you know, we got a family member who's not doing so great right now that it's gonna affect this whole house, you know.
Yeah.
And it's they don't understand it. They're like. But I told them, I was like, as we get older, you know, my parents are in their 70s, you know, they're getting up there.
Generations turns.
It's just so weird. There's probably your mic over there. Anyways, some things never change. We're just a podcast in the back room. We don't get paid, and we ain't paying nobody.
Except Larry.
Except Larry. But yeah, it's crazy, man. It's Mondo. Always Mondo. Always. And he wants to be the legend, but he's always.
Hit that Hulk Hogan imitation voice too hard.
Hit it too hard. So. Oh, wait. There you go, man. So, yeah, it's gonna be a fun season 5, man. Hopefully every Wednesday. We may win some Wednesday here and there, but if we can stay consistent with it, it's going to be awesome. Because football, high school football, college football, I'm not big on the NFL, but I do watch it. I cheer for anybody that plays the Cowboys to beat them.
So who's your Super Bowl pick this year?
He's going to have the Ravens against who?
Because I'm caught between the Ravens.
You picking the Jets?
The Redskins.
The Ravens and the Redskins?
You know this guy.
Or the Steelers and the Redskins.
The Ravens, fool.
There's a guy out there in the real world.
There you go.
He actually went and put $25,000 down in Vegas that the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl. And if he wins, he's going to win over $2 million. That's insane. Jesus. Who's got $25,000 to just be placing bets?
Valorant.
That's insane to put $25,000
on. Yeah, no, dude.
I think the Redskins are going to surprise a lot of people this year. And I don't even think the Ravens. I'm going to say the Bills.
No,
I'm tired of the Bills, man. I'm just tired of Josh. He just can't get over that hump. He can't get over the Chiefs hump. Yeah, they're done.
The Commanders, you mean?
The same thing. Redskins, Commanders.
I know. The Washington football team.
They're still the Redskins to me.
But yeah, same here because I grew up watching.
I'm not going to change it just to please them.
Just like the Las Vegas Raiders are still the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Bless you. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah.
And the Tennessee Titans are still the Houston Oilers.
I wonder.
Ain't that who they are?
The Houston Oilers.
Because if you look at every rookie quarterback in the last 2 or 3 years that had a great first year, they come back and slump in their sophomore year. What do y'all think that Jaden Daniels is going to do?
Joe Burrow.
I mean, you got a point there, but the curse has to be broken somewhere.
RG3.
I think, and I'm going to go on a limb when I say this.
Joe Burrow.
But I think
Stroud
should
bounce back.
You remember back in the day when Drew Bledsoe gave away to Tom Brady?
Passed the torch.
Joe Montana to Steve Young.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman to
Drew Bledsoe gave it away because he got hurt, remember?
Yeah, you can't put Aikman and Romo in the same category.
Yeah, I'm just saying Aikman and Romo.
The quarterbacks.
Boy, yeah, I know where you're coming from.
It's just the names that come to mind.
You just insulted Joe Montana.
No, but do you think about
Joe Montana? The best actor I've ever seen.
Steve Young took over, right? Yeah. And he never played against John Elway. Same thing with him.
Elway.
But I think in Dallas this year, Dak's done, dude, because Milton is the real deal. And y'all gonna see that. Y'all gonna laugh at me for saying that.
Man, you're I've giving them hope. Milton. You're giving them hope.
Huh?
I've always liked Milton.
Dude, he's throwing dimes. Like, and I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. They're not gonna win regardless. Cause
yeah, he is. He's starting to kill
one. No, I'm not.
They'll win about. They'll win. They'll win their proof average in his truck. 8-9
but,
games.
But I'm all about good athletes. And that Milton kid is he's showing. An athlete. He's showing Prescott up, dude, big time. I don't
he's
care.
He's younger. He's mobile. He's more.
He throws rockets. Like I mean, rockets that Dak can't throw no more.
Dak can't throw downfield.
No.
And Dak's a good 10 to 15 yard guy. Solid. He's gonna make throws all day long. He's got the tight end to catch him and the wideouts to catch him. But this Milton kid, dude, he's throwing. Mark my words, Dak's done.
What about the Raiders and Geno Smith?
Oh, that's
that's worse than Gardner Minshew, man.
You heard it here first. Rob said Dak is done. But
they got Chip Kelly and what's his name from Seattle, the head coach.
I'm gonna tell you, if Lamar don't win this year, he's probably done in Baltimore. They're gonna find somebody to replace him because
he's Josh Allen. That's Josh Allen.
It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business.
It's not about how good you really are. It's a business.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room in the NFL. Ask me how I feel about Aaron Rodgers taking over my Steelers. Ask me. Somebody please ask me.
How do you feel, Mondo, about Aaron Rodgers?
I equate this when
this is gonna be good.
Wade Boggs came over from the Boston Red Sox to become a Yankee. I was pissed because I did not like Wade Boggs.
Wait, let me stop you.
It's crazy how a change in a uniform helped me start liking Boggs back then. However, I'm not a fan of Aaron Rodgers. However, from the reports and the stuff I've seen, the guys at camp are actually liking him, and it sounds like he's enjoying camp.
And he
seems to have a connection already right there with DK Metcalf.
I think about the only team y'all will beat Dallas Cowboys. And y'all might be able to beat Seattle.
Aaron Rodgers is old, overrated, and he just needs to retire.
Yeah.
I hear you said this is last year.
I don't know who keeps giving him money, but
I have no idea.
So it's going to be an interesting year because you got a Raiders fan, a Cowboys fan, a Steelers fan,
America's team.
But see, I have to let you know, man, they got America's team. We're the world's team.
And we are the team.
Mike Tomlin said the Steelers are the world's team. They're primo. But y'all, hey, I love to watch, and I don't care if both teams are struggling. It's always a great game when it's the Steelers and the Raiders. Because
goes back to the day.
The rivalry.
Yeah,
the only thing I'm going to worry about in college football is I know you're a Longhorns fan.
No, I'm a Hurricane.
My boy.
I'm a Hurricane fan.
That's why he got the six-figure income.
I got different teams in sports. Like in football, I'm a Hurricane. Basketball, I like Georgetown. Softball, I like the Longhorns.
That's right.
I've been a Miami Hurricane fan since I was young, man. It's back in 82, 83.
You know, when I started liking them, I still remember.
Ed Reed.
I was sitting there in my grandma's house, and I saw this bird come on. And I didn't really know I was young. And this bird comes running with this little pipe, and I thought it was Popeye. So I started liking the bird.
The ibis, what do you call it? Ibis?
I call it a damn pelican. Anyway, I started watching that, and then I really started getting into Miami football when Vinny Testaverde was there. Because he's one of my favorite players, Vinny Testaverde. Yeah.
Before him was Cozar.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, he kind of, because the bird, you know, he got me in it, but Vinny took me to the top. And then came along Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, and that Warren Sapp.
2001, Hurricanes, greatest college football team ever. Nothing would ever top that one. I'm not being biased. It's just facts. What was on that team?
I agree. Hey,
There were some dogs on that team, hey. Some first round draft picks.
I think they sent 11 of them. Yeah, Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers. And of course, you know,
when Walter Payton's son, Garrett, what was his name? Jarrett. Jarrett Payton was fourth string running back. That yeah. tells you everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Frank Gore, Willis McGahee.
Frank Gore.
God, I forgot the other one's name.
I can't think that far
back. Davenport from Pittsburgh was the fullback.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was, Jesus, I'm trying to think of the third running back. They were all Pro Bowlers, man.
But, yeah, and then Texas Tech, it kind of – I was really never a Tech fan.
Rob's a Tech fan.
Well, I am now because the story to it
– I like their coach, Joey McGuire.
I like Leach. But I became –
I sat next to Joey McGuire.
The Tech fan was because when my niece was – Brennan was two. Yeah, two. She saved all her money to buy me this little poster. And it's still at my mom's house, and it was a Texas Tech Red Raider poster. And she goes, I know it's your favorite team, Uncle Rob. I said, damn right it is. So that's where the love for Tech came. And then I married into the family, and, you know, they're all Aggies. And
shout out to Brendan.
Yeah, and they're all the Aggie side and the Red Raider side because either they're lawyers in this or they're teachers in this, you know, so. And I wasn't going to be an Aggie, so I thought I was going to stick with the Red Raiders.
Red Raiders. Hey, Clinton Portis, I'm sorry. Clinton Portis was running back. I was trying to.
So that's where the Red Raiders came in, but truly, I'm a Hurricanes fan. And
hey, man, I know you're going to be a Red Raider fan in softball. You seen they recruited everybody.
Oh, yeah. Recruited everybody and their grandma.
Yeah, that softball program is just
the money outrageous. Talks. Money talks.
Me, I'm a Longhorn fan picking because of one guy.
We know. You're a Longhorn fan.
Earl Campbell. That guy, watching him run the ball when he played at Texas, made me like football.
Yeah, he was rugged.
What's his name? Played at SMU.
I've always liked the traditional schools, too, like Fighting Irish, Michigan, the U.
Who was him running back to SMU?
The Pony Express. Eric Dickerson and Craig James.
Craig James
went to New England when they had their old uniforms.
Katie, you're a college fan of?
I don't really have a particular team, but.
Pierce Holt, Angelo State.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, sorry.
You got to put your name on a team, Katie.
Yeah, you got to put your name on
a
team.
Oh, you?
Oh,
God.
I don't know.
Where's that button?
That was the worst.
They're not good at football. They're not as good at football as they are at softball. I tell you that.
No, Katie.
I don't watch college football.
You can pick any college you could have gone to where it would have been besides Angela. Like, if you could pick any college in the
Texas.
World.
Longhorn.
Then you're a Longhorn. Unfortunately, you're a Longhorn.
I'm surprised it lasted this long. Michaela Lover.
I like Longhorns and softball. I'm a softball too. I like.
So yeah, that's a. And then high school, of course, we know Grand Prairie Warriors,
SGP,
the Lobos.
Lobos.
And y'all
are Grandpa.
Grandpa Cowboy, Blanket Tigers, baby.
Blanket Tigers.
Y'all thought I was going to say Grandpa Cowboy, the Blanket Tigers. No, it's Grandpa's. I'm a diehard Grandpa's fan, so.
And you support the Blanket Tigers.
Yeah, Blanket Tigers, baby. And the Lobos.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to just tell you.
More county teams.
I'm going to go all out like this. Sanderson, Fort Davis, Bomberay. All of you. Y'all might as well not even show up and play Grandpa because y'all going to get beat. District Tramps.
You heard it here first, folks.
We're going to lose two games. We're going to lose the Water Valley, and we're going to lose the Imperial. And after that, we're going to run it.
BB?
Yeah, BB going to kill us by 699. Water Valley's going to beat us by 976. Plus 38 on their field. So We might get beat by 1,000 by water bottle.
Y'all gonna be get beat by like 21 before y'all get off the bus.
We may not even get back on the bus. They may just ban us from football after that game. And I'll be the first one to tell you.
Just be like everybody else, like they're better football, but our band kicked ass.
we don't even have band. We got 2 cheerleaders next year.
Damn.
Yeah, we're not even gonna have a volleyball team. The girls are struggling there.
But shout out to Yasmin for stepping up.
Yeah. She came from Imperial. Yeah, take that, Longhorns. We took her. Anyway, at the end of the day, Grand Falls 7-2. Second round of the playoffs, we're going to get slaughtered by probably Benjamin. But before that, we're going to get decapitated by Water Valley and probably buried by Imperial. So
that's the spirit, Rob.
Hey, I keep it real, man. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. It is what it is. We'll run the table with district. We'll win district. We got the best player in six-man football in our district, without a doubt. He's back. He'll be a junior. We got a kid moved in from Grady. He's pretty solid. You got Javonster back there. That dude can run like a gazelle. Fast. Can catch. Very, very smart when he gets the ball, though. But he's got to learn that. Get hit once or twice. But, yeah, I think we're going to be stacked, dude. I think Grand Falls is in good hands.
Well, Lobos are competitive every year, man.
Yeah,
Lobos.
That's just in their blood. DNA.
Yeah, it's in their blood, man. There's always
a beat. Monahans is going to battle no matter what. As long as they beat. And to me, all I care about is they beat Pecos, because I don't want to go to Pecos and have to listen to all the Pecos guys.
In the gray and purple field, in the press box that looks like the Death Star.
Dude, Pecos facilities are legit. You can't even.
I know.
Did you see who went over there to coach?
Tully.
Yeah.
Fletcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tully Fletcher's in Pecos. On his bio, they didn't even mention anything that he was a Monahan's alumni.
I wouldn't either if I'm going to Vegas.
Shout out to AD, who all he's doing his AD job out there is Mike Peters, longtime, a graduate of Pecos, played at, I met him when we played softball at Angelo State, and of course he had been in Fort Stockton, turned that program around, and then went back to where he came from in Saginaw. So yeah. He's made some great hires and great spots there in Pecos. So
Pecos is moving on up.
They're moving on up, but they still ain't winning. That's the problem.
They still ain't whooping the Lobos.
No.
The teacher salary is good, though.
Yeah,
it is. I mean.
I heard Pecos is the top paying school in the state of Texas now.
I heard that too.
Like they beat.
Hey, no offense, but I come from Pecos. And if they got kids like me, they need to be getting paid.
even Tig is like, that's my man right there. Like, hey.
Yeah, man, and in our district, man, we've got 2 great teams that are top notch, top 20 teams to start off the
Seminole
the
year. Greenwood.
Yeah, Greenwood is loaded.
That's okay.
We got Lincoln Madrid.
It's okay.
They will make a good run in the playoffs on a Lincoln. Driving a Lincoln.
You're horrible. I know, Tig. It's horrible. It's horrible listening to.
Yeah, but you know, Monahan's for some reason that every year like. Right when you think they don't have anything, they always got one kid that steps up.
Yep.
One or
two kids. They're fire hitters, man. It's in our DNA.
Yeah, it's
here.
Just like, where'd this kid come from? Like, you know, and I don't know what it is, but Monahan's always does that. They always have one kid, one superstar, or somebody that just steps up.
DNA.
Yep.
Hey, I hope Monahan's. I know when I first started this podcast, you go back to season 1, episode 1. All I did was talk crap about Monahan because I hated the Kelly Green and having to hear in his house, you're on Lobo time, let's go. Okay, my wife's going back to work at the kindergarten over there, or whatever that parkway is. I don't know if y'all know, but my daughter's officially enrolled in Monahan's now.
Which one?
Jaclyn. And she's gonna be a badass power lifter, dude. I'm telling you.
What grade she in?
She'll be a junior.
Junior, nice.
Her lifts that she's doing now without actually doing it puts her in the top five in the state from last year, and three of them girls graduated. Like she's gonna be good. So
again, must come from our DNA, primo.
If you're talking about her mom, yeah, I know.
Oh.
So, and my other daughter came to Monahans and she couldn't handle it, so she went back to grandpa. So she's gonna be a lifer like her dad.
What grade is that one in?
She'll be a sophomore.
Sophomore.
And so yeah, and then yeah, that's it. Valerie's back at Parkway. Javon will be a senior. Presley's third year teaching too.
Presley. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, fourth. She's going on her fourth year.
What's she teaching?
Blanket Tigers, shout out.
Blanket Tigers, baby.
That's right. And actually, you told me that like three times, I forget.
Next week, we're going to have a kid from Blanket on the podcast that's going to call in. Kyle Keensing. Keensing, I think that's his name. So we'll get to talk to him. And hopefully everybody's prepared and got their homework done. And we can get a detailed rundown of whatever are you going to be here next Monday? Cause,
mm-hmm.
Or Wednesday? And we can get the... And yes, again, we're in the back room, so we still have dogs that come and join us in the podcast.
And occasional interruptions from Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela.
Which surprised me it took her this long to come back here and...
Yeah, well, she didn't know we were back here, so... But yeah, that's
kind of... Love that kid. She said, lose her.
That's kind of where we're at. Like you said, man, it's going to be fun. Larry, I'm excited to have you. Mondo.
Thanks.
Be fun, primo.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm always excited when you come. It's fun with you. Katie's part of the guys now.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe Adam, hear this and come join us.
I'm not even giving Adam any credit. I'm not
sure. So, if you want, when I come next week, I'll bring you some more cow Ripken cards and stuff that we
see how much you can get off of them.
Wheel and deal again.
Yeah, we're wheel and deal. I got a card in there. I'm gonna trade you for. Wait till next Wednesday.
You need to.
Who's your favorite player?
Don Mattingly.
That's what I thought.
Don Mattingly.
Anyways, we may just do an even.
You need to explain to our listeners that you made some big purchases this week at the trade night, sponsored by Basin Sports Cards and Collectibles.
Again, my wife listens to this, and I did not spend any money.
Oh, I forgot. He did not spend any money at all.
Just an entrance fee.
Tonight, when we're in bed and she's listening to this, and this part comes up, and I get slapped. So, yeah, anyways, Mondo ripped me off on some cards. I did some... I went to this card show that he put on, his little Basin card group that they do. Good service for the community, for the card collectors. I guess it's becoming a really big business.
It is.
And Larry, this is how bad it was. We're supposed to go into the card, buying cards and selling them, and 50-50. Never got the call. Never got the invite. Nothing like that. You know, just kind of.
Still pending, Rob. It's still pending, Rob.
He just forgot about me. Like my money wasn't good enough. You know.
I was still pending, Rob.
And I told him I'll just be a silent partner. You whatever you. I'm good with. I won't even question it. I'll just give you my money and we buy what you want, and that's it. I got like 18 packs of Pokemon cards I need to open still.
Do you really?
Yeah. Like they haven't been opened. They're just in that box, but I'm not opening them right now.
He's looking for sure.
They're in that case over there, the black case on the bottom.
Okay, I see it.
I was actually going to send you a message about it if you wanted to do it live on your when you rip, whatever they call them, they're rips.
Rip night.
Rip night. Rip these, anyways. So, yeah.
You did a great job of the cussing.
Yeah. I'm trying really hard not to cuss today, but it's...
I think we all did a pretty good job. You're the one that's doing it.
Well, the
cuss... Yeah, but not as often.
That's kind of messed up, Katie, because So, to you people that need to know, I bought a Cal Ripken card because Mondo knows that's my favorite baseball player.
Of course, I asked you that when you sat down.
And then he gives me a decent card that I couldn't say no to. And then about 15 minutes goes by and he comes out with a better card of Cal Ripken. And I'm like, why couldn't you just give me this card first? I want to buy this card. So, at that point, we're $60 into this, you know. So I buy that card because I'm like, man, that's no value or not. I just can't pass that up. And then so he feels bad, I think, and then he gives me two cards, you know, decent cards, just cards that for free. So I thought, all right, cool. And then I'm sitting there talking, and he goes, I got another card for you. I'm like, dude, come on, you can't even be doing this to me right now. I have a Derrick Henry rookie card. Man, and I said, let me sit on it and think about it. He goes, well, it's negotiable. Give me a price. Was it priced at 40 or something?
45, I think.
In my head, I was thinking 30 bucks. I'm going to say 15, right?
35.
No, it's higher than that.
40 then, yeah.
15 bucks is what I was going to say, roughly. So anyways, Larry, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking I'm going to hold out. He's going to drop the price. This little kid comes up there and starts negotiating with him on cards. And I'm like, dude, he's going to rip you off. Don't even
do it. He's going to Uncle Rico you.
Yeah. Not.
And this little kid's like, yeah, I like this one and this one. That's your phone. Anyway, so they negotiate and I'm still sitting there thinking like, man. And I knew in my head 30 bucks. That's what I was going to give him. He just turns around and goes, 30 bucks. Like, all right, cool. That's what I was thinking. So he got that out of me, too. So, yeah, 100 bucks into it pretty much. And, yeah, I come home with
graded cards. Three of them.
It's not a book. To me, it's not the grader. Like, look at that one. He gave me that Ed Reed card.
It's the eye appeal to the card, right?
Yeah, and to me, it's just
presentation.
The people, the players that I like. That's a whole picture of what I like right there, minus, you know, right here. But like that's so Ed Reed sits up there, and Valerie got mad because he's up there with him. But I don't have a picture of Katie, or I put her up there too.
I got some cards at the house. I'll bring them to you. The ones I send you on the.
Oh yeah.
They gave them to me. My brother, he just gave them to me. I'm not a card collector. I mean, I look into them. It's pretty cool. I send them to Mondo. They're not worth nothing, but you might get something
worth them. It's like I buy cards. I don't buy them really for the value.
Right, you buy them because
I like them.
Yeah.
Players you watch growing up. Yeah.
But that LeBron rookie card. It, you know, it's worth what, 80 bucks maybe.
Believe it or not, man, I got over 10,000 Raider cards in my attic. They're just pure Raiders.
Do you really?
Scrubs.
It don't
just
matter.
Yeah, it's a box, over 10,000. Over 10,000. Just Raiders. Some are duplicates and stuff like that, but yeah. It's people that, I mean, anybody and everybody that played with the Raiders back in the day, I had a card of them.
Yeah, my dad's house, he has all those. Remember in the cereal boxes when the college cards used to come out?
Uh-huh.
He's got all those. I got all the Miami guys. Quick, girl, I'm not picking you up. So, yeah, but other than that, man, we're, like I said, we're going to get a. I'm glad y'all got to make it today just to get back on the air, get the jitterbugs out.
Yeah, I'll get on track, man. I was kind of a little speechless tonight because I'm not informed of really much, you know, taking this break, summer break, you know, getting ready for the 2 days and see what happens. Once football gets rolling, we'll get rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just bum off y'all.
And then, anyways, good luck to all the youngsters starting 2 days on Monday.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Good luck to all the kids who are going to start their careers in college with, you know, softball, baseball, golf, tennis, training, whatever they're doing. Good luck as you make that transition.
All the commits.
Yeah.
Even academically, you know.
Yeah, academic. Yeah. So good luck with that transition from...
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Take care of business at the same time because you're not going to get those years back.
My only advice to any college kids starting their first year in college, get all afternoon classes.
That's great advice. That's great advice.
You'll thank me in 4 years.
That's
your
great
first advice. Year, get all
yeah,
afternoon.
Yeah, because... first year in Midland, when I was going to Midland College, I had an 8 a.m. history class with a monotone instructor that spoke like this the whole entire time. And it was hard to make.
Dude, I had...
It's hard to stay awake.
And I blame Mark Valencia.
That's not even bad. Mine's embarrassing. I was having extracurricular activities with the swimming teacher when I was in college. I failed the swimming class because I could never get up to go because we party so much.
Oh, gosh.
Her class was at 8 a.m. and I never went and I failed swimming.
Weren't you taking extra credit?
Well.
Still failed.
School and extracurriculars weren't even combined.
Extra credit.
There was no extra, nothing. And I was like, you're really going to fail me? And she's like, come to class. I'm like, never talk to you again. So, yeah, that's where my college career went downhill. And I realized the oil field is the way to go. So, college kids, if you flunk out because of partying, try again. If you fail the second time, just go to the oil fields.
Go get a six-figure deal over here at this podcast. Yeah.
If you're really good and knowledgeable, we got six-figure deals going on for the price of three. So, yeah, that's a... Mondo's, I was going to let him close. Say it.
Keep talking.
Oh, yeah, forgot. Mondo's got a senior citizen on there. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, Larry. Like I said, you got anything to close it out?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just good luck to everybody entering, like you said, college and their sports last year, senior year, junior year, whatever it is. Good luck to all the people playing sports and academics and everything, man. I'll get with the program. Just trying to, you know, like you said, get the cobwebs out.
Yeah.
Get the rust out. We'll be good. Good to go this season.
Mm-hmm. Katie, anything?
No. I mean, good luck to all the kids and the season this year, and look forward to hearing about you.
Well, good luck tomorrow to meet the teacher.
Yeah, I wish
you good luck. Good luck.
Mondo, I guess you're crap out of luck, dude, because I ain't got time to sit here and wait. So, yeah, that's kind of it, man. Like I said, it's just a quick recap. Get from there, and then we'll let Mondo put his closing 2 cents and wrap it up.
Four score and 7 years ago.
No.
Wrong podcast, sorry. I just want to part by saying that I'm looking forward to a great upcoming season. I'm glad to be a part of season 5. Enjoying the new consistent additions.
Yeah.
To the podcast. So
no knock on Adam and Jeffrey, because they do work. They have a life. And
busted their ass for what, the last 2 or 3 years?
Yeah. So yeah, but like I said, Jeff will still call in. Adam, I think I'm gonna ban him for good.
Wow.
But Adam's, he's very knowledgeable.
You gonna what's that, Pete Rose him?
Yeah, he's banned.
Wow.
So yeah, Adam, he's pretty much stays in Colorado City now, so. Or he's in Atten, one of the two. I don't know if y'all follow his ex-wife on Facebook. Maybe go follow her, Amanda Ray Herrera. Just go follow her. She'll see your name tied to mine. Well, watch Adam coach these little freaking 8-year-olds, 9-year-old kids, dude. He's like a... Just go watch him coach him.
What's her name? What's her name? Amanda?
I think Amanda Ray... Let me make sure what her name is. She puts live feeds up. And
was he coaching basketball?
No, football.
Football?
Flag football.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, Amanda Ray Herrera. Just go follow her and watch Adam coach these kids, like, on her lives. You would think the kids, Adam's coaching the NFL team, man.
I believe it.
Hey, before he logged off, before we log off, I want to give a shout out to all the people that think and they think they know how to play fantasy football. Good luck. All you guys it's out tough. There, all you guys out there donating. Good luck, man.
My son-in-law wants me to get into it, man, but I just.
You know what? I'm going. I started my league in 1996.
Sweet. Wow, that's one of the first ones. Yeah. Oldest ones I know.
Yeah.
I really never done it because I don't have the time to sit there and I don't understand it for one.
I'm like you. I want to give it up every year, but every year all the guys are like, come on, man, one more year. And there I go, one more year. I've been trying to give it up for about 4 or 5 years because, I mean, it gets it's work, man. It's homework. You got to do your homework, man.
Just don't give up the state championships.
No. I'm not going to give up the state championship. But I've been trying to give up that fantasy, but every year I'm like, man, 96, I said, that's a long time.
I know.
You know,
it's hard to give it up.
And you know, back then when I started it, it was different. Back then they give you a certain amount of money, like $1 million, and you had to go buy players.
Right.
You know, it's not like now. You know, back then you could have the same players, the same team. It's just how you budgeted your money, you know. Yeah. It was way different. Times has changed, everything's changed, but yeah. I'm going on my almost 30th. It's been a while. Put it that way.
Yeah, well, I always do that pick'em deal for the state, that Texas High School football pick'ems. There's like, this is a rough number, 80,000 people that do it. I've consistently for 10 years finished 79,997.
So. I used to play back in the day when you had to mail it in. You buy it out of San Angelo paper. You wouldn't know the winner till about a month later.
But yeah, there's a. I'll never put Katie in our group chat because some of the stuff we talk about. But we have it's me, Mondo, Jeff, and Adam. I can link you into it if you want. We talk a lot of shit, dude. We really do. Mondo, he'll respond a month later, but
at 1 o'clock in the morning when he doesn't have two or three.
There's some.
He's listening to a country song and he's feeling sad.
I'm feeling sad. I'm gonna give him.
Let me respond.
Respond to these guys.
The good one is Jeff on the messenger when he's really drunk, and then he talks about, of course, when the Jets lose, it gets really interesting. So.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, like I said, I'll put you in that. And Katie, I just keep her away from it because that's Adam gets a little crazy. Mondo, I tell you, he gets a little wild.
Just a little bit.
So yeah, other than that, man, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, next week, everybody be more prepared. Larry, take that book, read it. If you want?
Heck yeah.
I have mine at the house. So.
Get your info. My brain's already locked and ready. I didn't even pull out my papers today.
You forgot to stop. It's at the halfway point.
No, I can go. I can go an hour and 15 minutes now.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, without stopping. So.
Wow.
We'll just have to do one from now on.
All right.
But anyways, fellas, thank y'all, ladies, fellas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this ends episode 1, season 5 of the V Brand.
It's episode 0.
0. Introduction.
Oh, why season do we gotta complicate shit?
Intro.
Oh, dang.
Go another one.
Episode 0 of the season 5 of the V Brand Sports Talk Radio. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we do not own any of the rights to the music that you've heard all podcast long. And we will catch you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you
for listening.